The World This Week. Business.
Dock workers on America's East and Gulf coasts went on strike, their first since 1977. Some of the ports affected are the busiest in the country and include New York and New Jersey, Savannah and Houston. The workers' union has rejected a pay rise of 50% over 6 years. With just a month to the election, the White House pressed employers to raise their offer as businesses demanded that federal law is invoked to keep the ports open. A long strike will snarl up shipping and push up freight rates. Analysts at J.P. Morgan Chase estimate that it could cost the economy between $3.8 billion and $4.5 billion a day. The strike will also hit the car industry, as the ports account for a sizable chunk of trade in vehicles and spare parts. It couldn't come at a worse time, with General Motors and Toyota reporting declining sales in America. Stellantis, owner of the Chrysler brand, cut its full-year guidance, driving its stock down by 13%. In Europe, Volkswagen issued its second profit warning in 3 months because of the challenging market environment. Aston Martin's stock fell by 25% after it, too, said annual profits would be lower than it had hoped. Bucking that trend, Tesla reported its first quarterly rise in deliveries this year. The carmaker delivered almost 463,000 vehicles from June to September, an increase of 6.4% year-on-year. Nike's woes continued as it reported a 10% drop in sales for its recent quarter year-on-year. The sportswear company withdrew its earnings guidance for the full year shortly before Elliott Hill takes over as chief executive on October 14th. OpenAI raised $6.6 billion in its latest funding round, giving it a value of $157 billion. SoftBank reportedly invested $500 million. After a period of retrenchment following some disastrous investment decisions, Son Masayoshi, the Japanese tech conglomerate's boss, has said he is going on a counteroffensive to increase the group's spending on artificial intelligence. California's Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a state bill that would have brought in strict safety requirements for the development of large-scale AI models. The bill called for AI to have full shutdown capabilities and security protocols to avoid critical harms to infrastructure and people. It was opposed by Google, OpenAI and Meta, but supported by Elon Musk. Chinese stock markets snapped out of their funk and rallied in response to the government's recent stimulus package, chalking up their biggest daily gain since 2008. The benchmark CSI 300 rose by 25% over 5 days, its most ever by that measure. The Shanghai Composite was up by 21% over 5 days, its largest gain since 1996. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index also surged. It has risen by 30% since the start of 2024. The Federal Trade Commission cleared Chevron's acquisition of Hess, an energy exploration company, but blocked the chief executive of Hess from joining Chevron's board. The regulator has lodged a complaint against John Hess, accusing him of communicating with OPEC and encouraging the cartel to stabilize production and draw down inventories, which could cause oil prices to rise. The FTC says that giving Mr. Hess a board seat would have let him amplify this message. Hess responded that the FTC's claims were without merit and that Mr. Hess had said similar things to the American government. Abu Dhabi's state oil company offered to buy Covestro, a German chemical firm that was separated from Bayer in 2015, for €14.7 billion, that's $16.2 billion. If it passes regulatory muster in Europe, the deal will be the largest ever takeover of a foreign entity by the United Arab Emirates. Oil prices rose sharply amid the latest turmoil in the Middle East, pushing the price of Brent crude above $75 a barrel. But over the month of September, the price of Brent fell by 9% and by 17% over the whole of the third quarter, as traders weighed the likelihood of slowing global demand for oil against possible short-term disruption to supply. The Eurozone's annual inflation rate dropped sharply in September to 1.8%, the first time it has fallen below the European Central Bank's 2% target since mid-2021. That strengthens the case for the ECB to cut interest rates again when it meets on October 17th. Pink Floyd reportedly sold the rights to its catalogue of recorded songs to Sony for $400 million, though not the songwriting rights. The deal brings an end to years of squabbling about rights among the band members. The decades-long feud between David Gilmour and Roger Waters is as legendary as Pink Floyd's music.